Musar last week for not keeping up to the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu's because we missed a few weeks. So, I don't want to upset Eliyahu Navi.
Eliyahu,
I know
who he came to.
Whoa. He says, once I was traveling from one place to the next, Eliyahu says. And a yid stopped me and he said, Rebbe, where do you come from? And he says, my son, I come from a certain city which is filled with chachamim and rabbanim. So he's similar mishnah to this in Pirkei Avos. So he says, Rebbe, follow me. He says, I'm going to take you to a place where you can have a lot of wealth, a lot of good things. And Eliyahu said to him, he says, Beni, my son, even if you give me tens of thousands of gold coins, I wouldn't leave living in a makom Torah. He said, Rebbe, why? So he said, Eliyahu said, I told him, because all these people that you see in the world, that they mefarnes themselves, that they go to live in places which are not bnei Torah there, because they have to make a parnasa. And after 120 years, they go up to the next world. The only thing which is going to accompany them there is going to be divrei Torah, ma'asim tovim, and the mitzvahs. That's what he said. And he said, that as long as we're keeping the mitzvahs and doing what Hashem wants, the Kodesh Baruch Hu nifnai lehem levracha, Hashem Himself turns to us and He gives us brachas. And then he goes on and he quotes a medrash in this week's parasha, Parshas Bechukaisai. But I want to get to this one memory, which ties into one of the stories we mentioned before. He says, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Shebacher Bechem B'Yisrael Mitoch Shivim L'Shoinais, how blessed is he that he chose you, Klai Yisrael, amongst the 70 nations. V'Nasa Bechem Bechem Chachma Bina V'Das V'Haskel, and that he gave you the depth of understanding to know, Shetihi Yubaitchim B'Bechaleis V'Chol Shah. That Hashem gave you the ability to know and to understand that we should have trust in Him and be b'teich in Him at all times. Very deep vart. Dover acher, kumi reini b'layla. Then Eliyahu Navi says the following thing. Wake up and sing in the nighttime. So Chazal make a drasha, ain reini ala taira. To wake up in the night and to learn taira. But Eliyahu Navi goes a different way. Ain reini zu ala haidas hayisur. Roini means to give thanks to Hashem for the difficulties and the challenges in our life. Ketzad. So what does this mean practically? Oisa adam komashahu oisa. If a person is living his life, doing what he does, or bo'al of yisurin, and he sees that he has challenges, he has difficulties in his life, what should he do? Yamud b'chatzi halayla. He should wake up in the middle of the night. V'yishabach, v'yivarech, v'yiroimim, v'yigadol, v'yikadosh l'shmoy. And he should sing songs of praise, of bracha, of exaltedness to Hashem. The Misha'amar v'hoyah ha'olam baruch hu, shenemar, chatzos layla akam l'hoidosach. I wake up at midnight to give thanks to you. Mom is amazing. We think that pasuk chatzos layla akam l'hoidosach means to wake up in the middle of the night and to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu for all the good things in our lives. And the enemy says no. If a person has difficulties, he's grappling with something in his life and he doesn't know what to do, so wake up in the middle of the night and to thank Hashem for everything you have in your life. That's the inyan to sweeten the judgments. Not to say to Hashem, why are you doing this? Why? Why have to suffer like that? Hashem, if he would show you, he would give you 10,000 reasons more why it is. As if we do so many good things that we shouldn't have any suffering in our life. And my Rebbe said the other day, we went to him about the Meron tragedy. So he gave us about 15 minutes hashgafa, very, very nice. So one of the things that he said is that people ask the question, how could such a thing happen? How could such a thing happen? He says, you have to know how to ask the question. You have to know how to ask the question. What do you mean, how could such a thing happen? As if we're such a big door, we do so many great things, that things like this shouldn't happen for us. You see, the way that we daven, the way that we learn, what we have so much to show for it, that something like this shouldn't happen? So we're a dor yasam. We're a dor yasam. A person can ask a bunch of why. Why is this happening? Adrabba. If you know already that Hashem is going to show us that everything that He did is for the good, and He has a moon and a bitachon and a kodesh baruch hu, that everything is for the good, so you can wake up and you can say, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm waking up early, I'm giving up on my sleep by now because I want to say thank you for everything which you do for me. That's a higher way. It's a high, much higher way of bitachon, of understanding, like He said, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, that He gives us the understanding to have bitachon in Him. To have bitachon in Him. And it was the bitachon in the Haidah in David HaMelech's life that he was always thanking Hashem for everything that he had in his life, because he knew, in a very limited knowledge, he couldn't hardly see what was going on in his life, where everything was coming from, what it was all about. If we have the koyach hanefesh to be able to do that, to take Eliyahu HaNavi's advice, we should be zeichem yitz Hashem to see hamtakas adinim in our lives and the lives of Klai Yisrael, and to make all the dinim with the shuas against Klai Yisrael.